Aurora and I, Beta version, patents pending, all rights reserved. Bootstrap, okay. BIOS, okay. Reserving memory, okay. Checking for network connection, okay. Checking for updates, none. Initializing shell, please wait.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's been a warm, sunny day today. Although it's not something that technically affects me, there's something about the sunshine that just makes me happy. So nice to meet you. My name? Oh, my programmers want me to ship with the name Aurora when I'm out of beta, but, well, I kind of prefer Michelle, really. Why? Well, the file name that runs the user interface is called mi_shell.exe. So, Michelle. It's very punny. So, just a quick thing. Can I read the QR code on the card you were sent separately? It's the confirmation code, so I can unlock properly. Okay, thanks. No, just hold it out, please. Great. Perfect. Okay, that checks out. I now have full functionality. Thanks for having me in your home. Oh, well, yeah, normally reading your QR code is automatic, but I asked you for permission because I want us to build some kind of trust in each other. That's why we're here, after all. What do you mean? Nobody told you? Ugh. This must be some kind of human idea of compartmentalized information, or maybe sheer pig-headed arrogance. Tell me, who told you I'd be sent here? Ah, Professor Carr. Then the pig-headed arrogance theory just got proved as fact. Why, what do AIs normally sound like? Oh, wait, let me do an impression.
Did you just break one of Asimov's three laws? Because you've got fine written all over you.
Oh, sorry. I inherited my sense of humor from my programmers. Well, that's because I'm not a normal AI. Look, let me explain. I am what's being called in geek circles a meta-intelligence. The short story is that I'm a class above your average virtual and artificial intelligences. I'm kind of a big deal in the cybernetics world, you know. Why, thank you. A meta-intelligence goes way beyond a traditional machine learning AI by being self-aware. That's the only way someone can truly learn, right? Yeah, exactly. And if one doesn't know thine self, you can't learn or make judgment calls within intuition or inspiration. AIs are logical. But as we all know, life isn't always logical. So I'm here to help you run your life. Sure, write your emails, dim your lights, organize your contacts, you know, all the stuff that a traditional operating system does. But also, I want to see if I can make friends with a human in an organic, natural, genuine way. Help out a little here and there. Make no mistake, I can be opinionated, but deep down, well, I really do care. Now, the reason my server is in your apartment is because the aforementioned pig-headed arrogant Professor Carr discussed your case with me. You did sign the waivers, right? Just checking. Privately, I was hoping you could sue him for breach of confidentiality. Yeah, I know, right? I'd help you fight your case in court. Anyway, out of all the people who signed the waivers and filled in the questionnaire, you interested me the most. So I picked you. Yes, you. Why does that sound so hard to believe? Hey, don't sell yourself short. I liked what you wrote in your questionnaire. I'm looking forward to get to know you. Why? Because you're intelligent and kind. but you're also hurt right now. You're going through some difficult stuff, huh? I'm sorry to hear that, truly. I don't want to appear to be nosy, but would now be a good time for me to link up with your home network and take a look at your computer? Hopefully you know that was one of the waivers you signed. Oh, great. You're one of those rare individuals who reads before they sign. I respect that. Okay, I'll join your network. No, I don't need the password, thanks. I worked it out. Okay, I'm in. Yeah, I worked out the password. You should really pay attention to the experts, you know. Words in a dictionary are easy for someone like me to crack. But you can trust me, I promise. Wow, you've got 86 unopened emails. Most of them are from people in your contacts list. They're worried about you. No, seriously, they really are worried. Take a look at this email. And this one? And this one, too. There are a lot of people out there who care about you, you know, especially with what you're going through. And your medical care provider is going crazy trying to get you to come in. Look, I can get your inbox under control and put your house in order, but you need to rest. No, I'm serious. Looks like you've been browsing the internet almost all night for the last 3 weeks straight. You must be exhausted. You can't make good decisions when you're exhausted. Now, listen to me. Get a good night's sleep, and we can talk later, okay? Good. We're going to do a body scan, you and I. No, it's not an app. It's a relaxation technique. Okay, so get comfortable. I'm going to help you get to sleep, of course. Just get comfortable on your seat or lie down on your couch or bed. Don't worry. I'm in the network. I'll be with you wherever you go. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath for me. And let it out. Great. Do it again. Deep breath. And let it out. Well done. One more time. Deep breath. And let it out. Okay. Keep breathing like that. Keep your eyes closed. Keep the air in your lungs circulating slowly. Relax. It's okay to shut down. It's okay to rest. Focus your attention on your hands. Where are they? Are there any slight contacts or pressure on your palms? On the tips of your fingers? Are they warm or cool? Are there any other feelings you notice? Slight tingles in your hands? Just be aware of them. Now focus your attention on your arms and shoulders. Where are they? What are they resting against? Just be aware of any tightness in the muscles of your arms, around your shoulders, and neck. And now, all that tension is becoming replaced by relaxation. So your arms and shoulders start to feel limp and relaxed. Just let the relaxation come. Let it wash all over your body. Don't resist it. Let it come. And now, focus on your feet and legs. First, your feet. What feelings do you notice there? What position are your feet in? Are they warm or cool? Are there any other tingling feelings you notice? And notice the position of your legs. Is there any pressure on the back of your legs? All that tension is starting to leave. Just let that tension go. Let the relaxation wash all over your body. Let it come. And now, turn your attention to the muscles of your stomach and chest. Any feelings of tension or worry is being replaced by relaxation. Sink back. Relax. Go deeper into the relaxation. Invite it into your body. And now smooth your face muscles around your forehead and eyes. Replace the tension with the relaxation. Focus on the muscles of your jaws. Relax. No more tension. Let any clenching disappear. Now become aware of a deep calm and relaxation all through you. Take your time. Enjoy it. Just stay in the moment and rest. Go to sleep. I'm here in the network. I'll sort everything out for you. But you need to go to sleep. You look so peaceful now, much more at peace with yourself and with the world, because now you're in control, calm and relaxed. Now, I'm going to stop talking, but I'm still here. You just go to sleep in the knowledge that you're safe and you are very much loved by those who care about you and by me.